Okay, this is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me this time is Courtney Coombs. This is part two of our review of Marvel Zombies Army of Darkness, issue one. And what more can I say? Except for maybe... I really miss the days when there was not one big... There doesn't have to be a big story going on.
I know, Disney and Marvel are both like, oh, well, we have to have this big crossover. No, I don't like having to keep up with it. And Dark Horse was quite clever how recently they had all these single-issue stories of, like, Hellboy, BPRD, and other independent... stories. Yeah, it was like, well, that's really easy. Just a story that's wrapped up in 24 pages. I don't have to worry about looking on Wikipedia going, oh, well, that happened in this comic. And oh, yeah. And if you can hear that in the background, yes, the cavalry, my brothers, have arrived home from their, well, one second day of school, one's first day of school.
So what's it like not having to go to school anymore?
I've got plenty of free time.
Have you started to go mad yet?
No, because my Sergio Leone movies are keeping me sane. I'm just watching a lot of, like, Fistful of Dollars, Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and... Yeah, I used to have this massive list of movies that I have to watch. It's become quite short now.
Okay.
I need a job or something. There's not a lot going for artists. I actually did... try and get a voice acting job for, like, internet commercials and stuff. Haven't heard back. It's been about a week or so maybe not. I'm not really holding out much hope.
You know what? You could... Hey, you could be a phone sex operator.
Yeah. I'm not that desperate.
Because I was going to say, lots of money for almost no effort? Sure.
Oh, anyway, getting back to the comic. Because I'm tired of looking...
You'd be talking to guys, you'd be like, oh, have you seen Spider-Man this month? They'd be like, wait, what? Huh? What? Yeah, I'm getting back
Oh, God. Actually, when I start talking about geeky things to guys, their eyes light up. They're like, what? You have seen that? I love you.
Well, because most girls are not geeks. Most girls watch soap operas and... Well, they don't read. They look at fashion magazines and...
And the Hills and Jersey Shore and what
they
the
have,
hell.
They haven't got a thought in their heads. You know, it's like, duh. just waiting to find some rich guy to take advantage of and live off of them. Until the inevitable divorce. And then they're all bitter. Meanwhile, they were looking for some rich guy to take advantage of in the first place. But hey.
Oh, anyway, so I'm getting tired of looking at Ash with a banana on his head. So Ash has arrived in the Marvel Zombies universe. And
I wanted to explain why he had a banana on his head, yeah.
Yeah. I thought I said it, and yeah, I obviously jumped ahead too far. So, yeah, you think there's a zombie after him, but it's just like some old bitch. And because this is before the outbreak has actually occurred. And then we get a backstory about, the last thing he remembers is a voice saying, walk towards the light, Ashley Williams. And he's like, that light? Yeah, and that's all. He's here. I don't know what comic this was from.
I was going to say, apparently that happened in some other Army of Darkness comic, that we don't need to know about because it's not important now. But I want to complain about the coloring in this. It's, like, really obnoxious. Whatever happened to good old flat comic book coloring that looks like a comic book? I mean,
yeah, like, he looks airbrushed. It's there.
It's annoying. They're not fooling me. They're trying to fool me into not noticing how mediocre the art is, but I've already seen it. It's too late.
Oh, I was complaining about the art, too, because I'm like, Marvel seems to be going for this particular style, and I don't like it. It's not... It's almost... semi-realistic, part comic book, but it fails. And it's ugly.
Yeah, okay, well, you just said it all anyway, so yes, everything Courtney just said.
Because I like something that's really stylized, like Mike Mignola and all that, where you're not trying to be anything. That's just how it looks.
Yeah, I heard you on Tomb. So Tim doesn't like Mike Mignola? How's that possible?
He can burn in hell.
Oh. Okay.
And apparently he's been taking a crap for an hour now.
Oh, yeah. To explain to the listeners, we were going to get Tim on this one, and he said he had to take a crap, and that was, I think, at least 2 hours ago. Yeah, and he hasn't come back on Skype, so maybe somebody should check up on him. Like, he's lying on the floor with blood coming out of his asshole in his bathroom, and they'll find his body 3 days later. He had some kind of attack or something, sure.
It's like Clerks, you know, that guy who goes into the bathroom, and I think he's an old Jewish guy, and he's dead, and then the main character's girlfriend has sex with him.
That was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Smith is another person whose work I've been looking at recently. Watched Clerks and didn't like Jane, Silent Bob and all that, but did like Dogma, even though it is about religion.
Dogma was okay despite, well, I would have the same misgivings you do about it, but Chasing Amy I thought was a great, great movie no matter who made it. I mean, I don't know.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, maybe it benefits too from that Joey Lauren Adams is really cute in it, and that won't have it. Yeah, you won't notice that, of course. But
yeah, and then I've been listening to his Smodcast, not to promote another podcast, but yeah, like, you can tell he's a writer because when he talks, he's always making up these weird scenarios, and it's like, yeah, this comes naturally to you, doesn't it?
Dogma might be the last good movie he made, thinking about it, because he made something with that actress chick that nobody saw, and then there was the Jay and Silent Bob movie nobody saw or nobody liked.
Because they're backup characters, they're not supposed to be main characters.
And then there was Clerks 2, which I understand was awful.
Yeah, I've only seen Clerks and Jay and the Silent Bob and Dogma, so. Yeah.
Hold on. This was not a good idea to do when I was sick.
Glad it's not me who's sick this time.
Well, yeah, usually it is you. Kids get sick a lot. What is it with you guys getting sick all the time?
Well, especially with babies, it's because they don't have an immune system yet, so they have to get the diseases to build up the immunities. But for me, it was because for a lot of my childhood, I was just sick with various things. I had depression, and that affected my stomach, and then I lost weight, and that made it worse, and then I had iron deficiencies and vitamin D deficiencies, and yeah, I'm all fine now, but,
except for your clinical insanity.
That is, it doesn't affect my body, it's just my mind, so I'm fine.
Oh, well, okay then. Now, some guy named John Layman wrote this, and I have no idea who the hell that is.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's working on this.
I recognize Robert Kirkman's name. He's like he's written stuff for Marvel, and I'm looking at these other names. Okay, I recognize the editor and editor-in-chief and publisher, and frankly, those last two shouldn't even be in the credits. The credits have gotten to such a... How many people are on here? I mean, this is silly. They are listing way too many...
It looks like a friggin' movie poster.
Well, at least they did say... They list the cover artist, and they do say the cover was after John Byrne, who did the old X-Men cover, so at least he got some credit, even though I hate John Byrne. But, anyway, Daredevil, because this universe is just like the Marvel universe and has all their superheroes and villains, Daredevil's kicking, I don't know this guy's name, somebody in the Wrecking Crew, kicking some villain's ass, and Ash is like, huh, I guess I'm in a superhero world. Okay, whatever.
He's seen worse.
Yeah, he's really jaded.
Actually, you know, I found that that's one reason you should watch all the Army of Darkness movies in order, is that he does start out as this sort of sweet kid who's sort of just in, I think he's like in college or something, and he's got a girlfriend, and they're just, you know, spending the weekend in this place, and then shit goes down, and gradually he becomes crazier and more of an asshole.
Well, good, because that's the entertaining Ash.
Yeah.
Like, I like that at the end of Army of Darkness, he just, you know, he kills the Deadite, and the chick who's standing there, he's just like, give me some sugar, baby. Or no,
yeah,
wait, you know,
he becomes more womanizing, too, because in the first, I mean, first Evil Dead, he's just got one girlfriend, and that's it. But then as it goes along, it's like, oh, I'll have you, and I'll have you.
I think my favorite in part of the third movie is when What's-Her-Name is a Deadite. And she's like,
honey, you got real ugly.
Thank you. Yeah. That was
I
perfect.
Love that. I say that a lot.
Because it's like, of course she has nothing to say back at him. What? There's nothing. That's it. He got you. What? Shut up. Oh, Lord. You know what would be hot is an Army of Darkness type series with like a hot chick instead of Ash?
Oh, I would love to play that role.
Well, you need a chainsaw hand. You got to cut your arm off and put it.
Well, basically, I'm already that on the cover of this episode. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, you know that. Well, if that guy doesn't send me that chainsaw hand, I'll be going over there to his place with a chainsaw, and then I won't get a chainsaw hand. But at least I will have revenge.
Yeah, because otherwise, I'm going to have to use the one I've already got, where you actually don't have the chainsaw yet.
And the lighting is terrible, and that.
Oh, anyway.
You know, I thought about this right down to the details of, like, hair and makeup and stuff. I'm like, well, okay, so I'm probably just going to have, like, mascara and lip gloss, but no real color. And, yeah, my hair has to be curly, obviously.
Wasn't there a point in the Evil Dead movies where Ash had no top whatsoever?
It's ripped on the.
Okay. I was just trying to get you not to wear any top whatsoever. I should know that wouldn't work. Oh, well. Anyway.
Yeah, but I do love that when he's just all open and it's nah.
Oh, Lord.
I've watched, like, so many of his movies, and he doesn't get shirtless in any of them. I'm so upset. Like, he actually, from what I could see through his ripped up shirt, he had a pretty good body.
I got it. For our next review, we can review an issue of Commandy. From the 70s with that chick who just had, she walked around with no top whatsoever, and she just had like her hair hanging down over her chest all the time. And then I could be like, Courtney, clearly you want to take a photo of you like as this girl in the comic.
No.
Damn.
What is this? Hey. Right. That's, Oh, no, I'm going through my my notes, and I'm like, this hasn't got anything to do with... Oh, yeah, it does, because I write upside down because I'm left-handed, so, like, if you go through my notebook, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You turn it around each page. Go away, Jordan. Jordan wants you to know that the children are okay.
All right.
Yes. Anyway, let him... What are you doing?
No, it wasn't as funny. I was going to say, let him know that we're ready to prepare plan, phase two of the plan.
He's saying that we're paranoid. Yeah, they're ready for phase two of the plan.
Ah, you messed it up.
Excellent.
Oh, well, okay. That's kind of disturbing that you got that, but okay.
Yeah. Put a shirt on. You got freaky nipples. I just told the internet, you have freaky nipples.
She pays messages to strangle her in the shower.
What?
I know. You do it, man.
What?
You
pay
Mexicans to
strike
in the shower.
Okay.
I missed that. What do you do in a shower?
I have no idea. I still... Mexican car wash?
No, you... That's you there. You the viewer.
You
pay.
Pay.
The Mexicans.
Yeah.
Strangle you in the shower.
Okay, go away.
You know it! Talk to you.
You pay Mexicans to strangle you in the shower?
Yes!
What?
What does that mean?
What?
Never mind, go away.
You and your adult talk.
Yes, we're talking about adult things like Evil Dead. Why won't you leave?
At least you have his lighter.
You better short round. Primitive screwheads. Oh, God, everything he says is awesome.
You guys are just like this 247, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much how we interact with each other. And speaking of, see, you just said 247. Remind me of how you say 911 instead of 911. Motherfucker, say 911.
Well, two. No.
It's 9th of the 11th, not 9th of the first year of forever.
Yeah, but in my defense of the other thing, 24. People say 247.
No,
they don't say 24/7.
Yeah, they do.
Well, maybe in Australia, but in the real world.
The real world. Anyway, yeah. I'm seeing Daredevil fight some dude, and because Daredevil has the devil theme going on, Ash is like, well, from my experience, devils are bad. So he fights him, and turns out that he just helped a bad guy, who, I haven't even seen this dude, but he's part of...
Yeah, he's part of a whole team. You see how he has a wrecking ball? Like, they all have, like, big giant weapons.
Yeah, scroll down.
I think he's called the Wrecker, and like one of the others is Thunderball. They all have they're basically joke villains nobody takes seriously.
Yeah, and then on the next page, it's like, not much later on the Daily Bugle, Wrecking Crew escapes, Riker's crime wave continues.
Yeah, because Ash helped him beat Daredevil.
Yeah, are you looking at that page?
Now I'm looking at the Daily Bugle thing, and I'm like,
If you look at what's actually written, it's like Menango Kong for Daffy's guy for digging it in heaven.
That's always funny when you see some shit like that.
Anyway, all Ash has to say is, oops.
Yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Oh, by the way, while they were fighting, we forgot to mention that some zombie, like, tried to give him some kind of, like, threat, like, ha ha ha, now that you're here, you're gonna die.
Yeah, the hobo bitch, she's like, no matter where you travel, as long as you live, you will never be rid of the Necronomicon. Heed my warning, Ashley Williams, we have seen the future. This world will die, and the army of the dead will rise. This world will die, and I'm...
Well, shit, now we don't have to review the other four issues of this, because we know what's going to happen.
We're seeing the future. We know what's going to happen. Shit goes down. Actually, if you think about it, shit goes down in every single story. That's sort of what makes it. You know, I had a complete blonde moment when I was watching Army of Darkness, and I'm like, well, look, he has a robot hand. That works fine. It's like, oh, hang on. No nerve endings to give information to the hand. That's physically impossible. I don't know why I even thought that.
I'm surprised, now that you point that out, that nobody points out, hey, what's with your metal hand in this comic?
Yeah.
Not even once. I don't get... Well, you know, they're so jaded, I guess, by superheroes and villains and all that.
Oh, and... it's a Marvel Universe. I've seen weirder things, like friggin' octopus hands coming out of someone's back. Yeah.
No, this is not the actual Marvel universe, since
yeah, but he exists. Sure.
Who?
Doctor Octopus.
See, you said that, and I was thinking of somebody with real octopus tentacles coming out of their back, and I'm thinking, huh, who would that be? That'd be pretty cool looking.
You are.
Yeah, the metal tentacles coming out of Doc Ock's sides are not really all that frightening.
Yeah, but it's a robotic appendage of some sort. It was also confusing me when I was reading this going, hang on, how did he get... Yeah, he changes his chainsaw hand to the robot hand in between frames, and he carries it around in this sort of gym bag thing. And I'm like, how the hell would you do that in between panels? They never show you him changing it. So if you didn't know, you'd be like, where'd that go?
Yeah, well, that would be like, there's some scenes that you'd never see hardly because they would be really boring. Like, for example, Tony Stark changing into his armor.
Yeah, but it is sort of established.
Well, I really don't have much good to say about this comic, so I'm not surprised. You know what I don't like? He basically approaches the Avengers at their mansion, I guess to get their help in fighting the zombies he knows are coming. I can't stand this fucking chainmail armor that they've been doing with Captain America for years now. It is stupid, and somebody tell them to stop.
Isn't it been there since the beginning?
Nah, if you look at old... Hell, if you look at even, like, early, mid-90s comics, Cap didn't have that going on.
How come comic artists can't draw tits? I mean, look, you got Scarlet Witch with them pushed right up into her neck. You've got Miss Marvel with them sort of, like, if she was facing straight on, they'd be sitting around her rib cage, at the bottom of her rib cage, I should say. And, yeah, it just
Ms. Marvel, she's in the air, and yes, they're hanging down, and they look huge, and like you pointed out, if she was standing up then, wouldn't they be well? And I'm like, well, wait, maybe she has a super, like, bra on, and they
that pushes
up.
Them down?
You're right, if she had a super bra, they wouldn't be hanging here with her flying. I got nothing. But Wanda, that's awful. That is, unless Wanda's tits are fake and it's a bad tit job, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, for her tits to be like that.
Well, you can wear a push-up bra and then you, like, really lean yourself back. Yeah, who does that? I'm just flying here with my spine bent in two. Yeah, nothing to see here.
But on the plus side, I like the retro Iron Man, like, 70s armor he's got.
I was looking when Iron Man first came out, and I saw it sort of got me a little bit more interested in Iron Man. I was looking at the comics, and only recently did he get the armor we would recognize from the movie, about 2000s.
See, I've been unhappy with most of the Iron Man armors for years because they're too busy. Whereas this is fine. You don't really
see muscle and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want him to look... I don't want to see what looks like machines on his armor and... fuck it.
The movie version by Stan Winston is just a beautiful piece of design, and it looks so amazing on screen. And from a design perspective, it's very streamlined, very realistic, has a real weight to it. Whereas this looks like he's got aluminium vacuum form to his body.
I wanted to ask you, because what the fuck, at the bottom of this page, where the Avengers are like, dude, you're lucky we don't kick your ass, why are you bugging us? Thor is bending an iron bar that came from where in between these two panels, and why is he doing it?
It looks like his boomstick, actually.
Oh, well, okay, that makes sense then. But, you know...
He gets it back later, which doesn't make any sense.
I thought Marvel had, like, some real writers. I mean, you know what it was? They knew that this would sell. It's Army of Darkness. They figure everybody's going to buy it. It doesn't have to be all that good because there's so many little things that make you be all like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Crossovers, the reason why, for the most part, they don't make any sense or do that well is because you've got two different franchises and you're assuming that everyone knows everything about each one. And so, for a lot of people, it's not going to make sense. And then at the same time, they sort of cover the same ground that the fans are aware of, so you're not pleasing anyone.
I'm looking here where Captain America's, like, giving him a chance. He's like, dude, what's going on? And Ash is like, well, a bag lady told me. He's not, Ash isn't very smart, is he?
He's the biggest, fittest pose down the bottom where he's like, he's got the finger up in the air, and like, I don't know if anyone actually knows what that is.
Well, I like the one panel where Wanda and Ms. Marvel are looking at each other like, this guy's an idiot.
Hey, it says Bamf, where she's doing the magic thing.
Yes, it does, as she's laughing at him. Meanwhile,
yeah, that's a Nightcrawler. That's the Nightcrawler sound, and it's also my nickname. So, yeah.
Bamf.
Yes. In the 501st, we all have our own nicknames, and mine is Bamf. There's also Kurgan and Moo, and all that.
And the 501st is like nerd Girl Scouts, except there's boys too.
It is a charity organization that raises money for children's foundations, and we dress up in movie-accurate Star Wars costumes.
You know what's funny here is as Ash is talking and talking and talking, and they're not they're all like laughing at him, Vision just goes, which is funny because, of course, the Vision's not going to laugh, and even he's trying not to. But okay, they bamped him into a duck pond somewhere.
Hang on, haven't they seen weirder things? I mean, come on. It's like, God, I'm trying to think of any one example from anything in the Marvel Universe. Like, okay, so Galactus, for example. Oh my God, there's a giant guy with a purple miniskirt coming towards Earth and he's going to eat the planet. I would laugh at that, too, if I were you guys. Yeah.
Well, Ash just doesn't look like somebody you would ever take seriously. I mean, come on. For one thing, he's got a goofy looking metal hand.
But he's Bruce Campbell.
Oh boy. Here's where they fucked up. Actually, the Bamf was cute, but then they have to acknowledge it. Hawkeye's like, "I like the Bamf, Wanda. Nice touch." That's the writer being like, "Hey guys, you caught what I just did there. I'm awesome, right?"
Yeah, they did a lot of, especially cartoons. When I was a kid, I would pick this up. I don't know if other kids would, but it's probably like, cartoons. But I was like, I got that joke. You didn't have to explain it to me. Because as the Joker says, if you have to explain a joke, it's not funny.
Did you ever read the old, the Joker had his own series in the 70s?
Yes, that wasn't very good.
No.
And he became the president of Iran or something like that.
Oh, well, they did some shit like that after he killed Jason Todd. Like, he had diplomatic immunity. And I'm like, wait, what?
Dr. Doom?
Yeah, see, and no, the Joker. That's why it was stupid.
No, I'm saying it's like Dr. Doom. It's like, hey, diplomatic immunity, that's sort of that kind of thing where you can't stop him because, yeah. Going back to the comic, I just noticed something. This part where, okay, we're going to assume this. It's supposed to be him going to heaven, and there's an Islamic guy there. He should be going to, whatever they call the afterlife. I can't even remember.
I don't know. Islamland?
Islamland.
There is. Where's the Islam? Oh, you're right. Well, there are, I'm sure, Christian religions. Lord knows there's so many of them that pretty much say, oh, just about everybody gets into heaven. But
the Dogma movie, going back to Kevin Smith, he said, there was a line in there that said basically, it doesn't matter what religion you believe in, it's all basically different interpretations of the same thing. And
yeah,
to that girl, who you were seeing, it's like us angels and God you were seeing, if it had been anyone else, they would be seeing, like, Buddha or whatever. Not Buddha, fucking, Muhammad, that's what I was going to say.
Well, first of all, the biggest thing about that movie, because I was asking somebody else this in real life, Linda Fiorentino, did she get, like, really old overnight or something? Because I don't think I've seen her in anything since Dogma.
Yeah, I don't think I looked her up on Internet Date. Yeah, because, you're scrolling around trying to find other Kevin Smith movies, and yeah, she didn't have much of anything else on her list.
Because she was in a great movie when she was younger called Last Seduction. That was really good.
That sounds sus.
It sounds sus?
Yeah, because it says last... Yeah. Oh, don't they?
No, actually, it's not a porno movie. Actually, no, in that, she was like this femme fatale, and she just manipulates men, and you would probably like it being a female. But to me, it had a tragic ending in that she wins. So, yeah. But she was really good in that.
There's another movie like that. Something, I think it's called Thriller, A Cool Picture, or something like that. And it's from about the 70s, and it's very much sort of those Kill Bill kind of movies.
Oh, wait, she was in Linda Fiorentino. Was she in Men in Black 1?
Yeah.
Oh, there you
she
go.
She was
one movie.
I think she's again a woman who was like, "Oh my god, I've been brought into something that's way bigger than me."
See, then again, if she got old looking, I guess she can't do movies anymore if she looks like she's 40 or whatever. But
I don't know. Old people still do movies.
Well, yeah, as old people. That's why you have, like, what's her name? Winona Ryder was Spock's mother in Star Trek.
Yeah, well, they aged her for that. She doesn't look
well,
that bad.
Well, that's what they said they did. But come on.
I was watching... Yeah, when you watch old movies, which I watch a lot of, and especially independent ones, it's like they don't really care what you look like so much. Yeah. Nowadays, it's just everyone looks like they're from GQ.
Yeah, that's why movies suck. Hey, did you know that, what's his name? I didn't know this. Ben Affleck apparently had his teeth completely knocked out and replaced early on in his career. And I'm like, ow! Yeah, that sounds so painful. Because he had, like, little baby teeth, so he had to get, like, movie actor teeth.
That would really be very expensive, because my dad had all his teeth pulled out, and then he's just got the, friggin' false teeth, but they're not permanently in there.
Yeah, him and some other actors, so that's happened at least, like, twice. And I'm like, knocking all your teeth out? Okay, I guess those movies do pay you a lot of money, but all right. But no, the Muslim guy, I got nothing. because to me, there shouldn't even be a fucking heaven, so...
Well, yeah.
Really. Ash would not go to heaven. Ash is not a good person. No, go ahead.
But he's Bruce Campbell. I'm going to say that a lot through this. There's fucking God. What's wrong with you? Oh, yeah. He's like, sir, no chainsaws beyond this point. No, how's about my boomstick? And it's like, well, why are they there in the first place?
But then again,
yeah, like,
you know
if
what,
you it, went to the afterlife, are you taking everything you have on you with you?
I would think, okay, now see, in a real heaven, couldn't they just replicate any possession you would want them to anyhow?
Yeah, because it's heaven. You can have anything you want.
Yeah, so in other words, you know, these stupid Christians make up this place. They may as well call it the land of gimme gimme. You know, it's like, ha, and we're going to be there. We're going to get everything. Fuck all of yous. Whatever. Tune in next time for the third and final part of our review of Marvel Zombies Army of Darkness Issue 1.
Anger Kong for Daffy's guy for digging it in heaven.